Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. Joining us now is Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, always appreciate you for joining us. Fall to Ole Miss 33-7 this past week. Some struggles in the passing game. What did you take away from the two quarterbacks that we got to see on Saturday in Oxford?
Well, we weren't able to really get anything going early with Ken, and I don't actually and didn't feel in the moment and in review didn't feel like that's necessarily a fault of his. I think there was just they were able to get some pressure on us early. It just felt like we needed to do something to change things up. And when you insert Walt, you're going to add an element of quarterback run that forces defenses to adjust. And so we had planned on playing Walt regardless. But you know, when he got in the game, he was able to get up on the safety and lowered his shoulder. And I thought made a good run there. And ultimately, I felt like, provided a spark for us. So we kind of just stayed with the hot hand and, you know, we can come back this week and prepare with both guys and kind of see where it lands on Saturday.
What is your quarterback plan moving forward? Is that maybe an approach that you'd like to take, is having two quarterbacks available, maybe between, you know, Ken Seals and Walter Taylor, or even A.J. Swan in the mix as well? Do you want to use multiple quarterbacks in a game?
Well, I've said this before, so I don't want to change my answer. I think, you know, anytime that you're playing two guys at that spot, you face challenges of getting into rhythm. You face challenges of chemistry on the field. I mean, particularly when you have kind of dramatic differences in style of play, there's tactical challenges there too, or design challenges. But in the end, it's whatever formula is best for us to win. And if that means playing two, then we'll play two. And we're equipped to do that. And, you know, we've had an eye on a package for Walt, really for the entire season. And so there are elements of that are there already embedded in our base, you know, kind of installs that we can access, and also then design some things, unique to Auburn that might help us again, move the ball and score points.
Clark Lee is with us, Vanderbilt head football coach. Clark, I heard you last night on our airwaves on the Commodore Hour. You said that Vanderbilt football needs to be a force. We're not a force yet. From your evaluation, what do you need to do in order to make Vanderbilt football the force you want it to be?
So it's just so much of this has to do with, you know, continuing to kind of purge the program of mindset and of anything that lingers. And to be honest, that's a more involved and longer process than maybe I anticipated. That doesn't mean that we're not, you know, way ahead of where we were, because we are, but you know, we're still battling for that core identity to show up each week. And I actually think that, you know, sometimes our preparation doesn't actually come to fruition on Saturdays too. So again, it's that to me is when I talk about becoming a force, what I'm saying is that there's this unselfish attitude towards what we do. There's a belief in each other. There's a fighting spirit there that doesn't come and go as the game evolves, that is pure and consistent and steady, and allows us to battle in games and to course correct in games and to be in close games late that we can win. And, you know, look, anytime you're not seeing results, you're going to be challenged. Anytime you're not seeing results, you're going to face adversity. That's true as a coach, and that's true as a player. And what happens in these moments is, you know, those areas that need to be matured and grown, they get exposed, you know. So we're just trying to beat those back, trying to get this thing clicking on all cylinders, get everyone seeing it the same way, and just generating that level of alignment that ultimately will allow us to win in this conference. And, you know, in my opinion, we have to be the most aligned team to have the opportunity to do that.
Now, Coach, what did you see in the young quarterback, Taylor? I know he didn't throw the ball much. He did throw an interception. But did you see something in there that you were encouraged by, whether it be, you know, his processing on pass plays, decision making? What did you see in a young guy that can be encouraging moving forward? Because he damn sure looks the par. Big, tall, with a strong arm.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot to be encouraged by. And you talk about Walter, you talk about the type of person he is and his approach. You know, we have a great belief in him. He's got physical traits. He's got personality traits and mental traits too. You know, there's the run game part of it is unique. And what he can do, what he brings to the table that way, is unique. In the passing game, I think part of it is just, we got to speed him up. And that's, you know, that is anyone's experience when you're getting your first extended action in the SEC is, you know, you have to be able to get the ball out on time and rhythm. And you can't hesitate. And the longer you hesitate or the longer you stare where you're going to throw before you throw it, the more you're going to get a defense that's going to take that space away effectively. And the interception was really just a ball that he forced where he shouldn't have. Again, you can call that a freshman, you know, mistake. You know, there are a couple others that I felt like we had opportunities. We had a post that was open that we just it didn't quite have the confidence to let it rip. Later on, there was a go ball that they were playing a single high defense, and he kind of pulled the middle player into the go. Again, you know, I mean, you learn how to look the safety off. You learn how to send him where you want him to go, and then come back to the route. Those are things to me that you learn with experience. I loved the deep ball he threw to Junior Sherrill. I thought he gave Junior a chance. Junior made a hell of a catch. You know, so there are flashes there of really good things. And again, for someone playing in his first extended action, I think we got to celebrate those small wins and build on them.
Now, your defense did give up 26 in the first half, but they played much better in the second half, getting a fourth down stop. Forcing, you know, the Mississippi to punt the ball, Mississippi State, excuse me, to punt the ball. But what were you encouraged by seeing that? Because of, you know, it's the tale of two halves for your defense. They didn't play as well the first half, but then they came out the second half, and you know this sport, they could have gave up, but they didn't. They continued to fight and only managed to give up what, 7 points in the second half.
Yeah, you know, I think with the first half performance, one thing that shows up is outside of that first drive, obviously, was frustrating. They were able to get a chunk on a throw where we just lost our eyes for a split second and the route got behind us. But, you know, I feel like that drive aside, the next possession for Ole Miss started inside the 15-yard line, and we battled and held them to a field goal. Which I thought was a great sign of resilience. And then the next possession was another field goal where we had a sack fumble that you know, was inches from being a scoop and score opportunity, or at least scoop and get the ball to the plus side of the field. And so I say that to say I did see some positive signals in the first half too. I think what happened there is we were struggling to – so that got them to 13, you know, and then as we were struggling to get offense going, we took a couple of risks on fourth down on our side of the field that it came up short, and we gave them short fields. And anytime you do that with a good offense, you're going to be taking on some water. And to me, we weren't able to counterpunch offensively in the first half to keep that game within reach, and also there to limit possessions for them too, right? Like, I think part of the defensive success in the second half was the offensive success, meaning we were able to grind out a couple drives and take some time off the clock. And that's the formula we need to take to win. I mean, that's what it is. So, you know, look, that you know, certainly, and if you measure Saturday's performance over how we've performed against that team in the past, I think there's a lot that we can build on positively. Ultimately for us, you know, just like any team, we want the results. You know, we're paying attention to the positive signs in the process, but we're not satisfied until we win.
Clark, this is one of my favorite times of the college football season, because final four games of the year, at least in that window, you can start to play some of those true freshmen and still maintain their redshirt status. So who are some faces that we could see maybe this weekend or throughout the rest of the season that we haven't seen so far this season?
Well, A.J. Newberry started, he played some last week. I think he went 3 carries for 30 yards, 10 a carry, long of 21. I mean, he really, I felt flashed. He'll get more. You know, we think he's a talented player. And again, keep in mind that, you know, that was our, you know, last, we have three left now. So we started this game a week ago. He's really the one that it stands out that, you know, you're going to see. I think Jalen Gilbert's another that may find his way on the special teams, and we may have a couple guys carved out some roles that way. But on the whole, this is going to be, you know, playing with the group we have, which we have a ton of true freshmen that are playing for us now anyways. But A.J. Newberry is one that you'll see out there for sure.
Now, what is the challenge? You got Auburn this week. What is the challenge for you with Auburn? It's not a team that's known to score a lot of points, even though they were able to do that last week. But what is the challenge going against Auburn?
Well, the challenge starts with us. You know, I mean, it's how we do a better job in our systems and our execution. And so that's the starting point. I think what they do well is run the ball. They're effective, you know, on the ground, obviously capable through the air, but it stands out that they can run it. They have the ability to be mobile at the quarterback position too, which always presents challenges. Defensively, they're very disruptive. They're number one in our conference in turnovers forced. You know, they defended the pass really well. And so for us, you know, to establish that run game and to give ourselves a chance on the ground will be important. We've been inconsistent that way, and you know, I say inconsistent, we really haven't been good, but, you know, last week we found some room running it. You know, I look at it too and say, you know, if we can build a lead out, you know, we can maybe force them away from their rushing game and you know, force them in situations where we have to throw it. That'll be big in terms of just the overall success of our game day. So those will be the things we're looking at. You know, it's always going to be a tough challenge in conference, and you know, our guys, this is our final home game and it's a senior day for us, and so you know, we're going to be excited to go out there and get after it with people that we care about for the last time.
Last one for you, Clark Lee is with us. I have to get your take on this, a college football coach's take on everything that we've heard coming out of Michigan and the sign stealing. I mean, how do you get that out of the sport? And have you maybe been a little bit more, maybe disguising your signals a little bit more since the news came out?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, we have about 16 signalers on the sideline, so good luck. I think the push is to get the helmet technology in place to just eliminate. I mean, you know, truthfully, if you look at college football sidelines, there are about 16 people on their screens. There are all kinds of stuff that it's like this whole circus element on the sideline to protect the signals. And I think we can eliminate all that just by getting the headset and the helmet and allow the communication to take place that way. And I'll be excited for us to do that. You know, the one thing about our game that's different than the NFL is you have to have symmetry to make a change like that. And so you have to make sure that stadiums are equipped, that every stadium is equipped that way, and that it's fair. And that's what will take some time. But I'll be excited for it because it's one less thing to worry about.
You're not the first coach that I've heard kind of advocating for the radio signals and the helmets. Maybe get rid of, you know, the guys that look like they're doing the Macarena at different speeds out there on the sidelines. Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head football coach, thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time and good luck this weekend against Auburn.
Always great to be with you guys. Y'all take care.
Awesome. Thanks, Clark. Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head football coach. Appreciate him for joining us. But coming up next, we got just over an hour away until the NFL trade deadline. Is there a move with the Titans happening in the next hour? We'll get into that. And, of course, your phones, 615-737-1025. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace. Join 1025 The Game this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the grand opening of Fast Pace Healthcare at 3556 Murfreesboro Pike in Antioch. Stop by and enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming Preds home game and other prizes.